From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, commentary, and so forth. Also, we will play some songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz, 4750 kHz, and www.voinews.id.
Here is the news first, the headlines. IPO meeting in Bali, momentum for Indonesia to solve world crisis. Minister Sandiaga Uno pushes improvement of creative economic ecosystem in Pacitan. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, now the news in details. Let's begin with the national news. The upcoming meeting of the Inter-Parliamentary Union IPU in Bali is momentum for Indonesia to contribute to solving various global crises. This was stated by Jajuli Juwaini, member of the Inter-Parliamentary Cooperation Committee BKSAP of the Indonesian House of Representatives DPR on Sunday. The crises being faced by countries in the world are concerning the economy, COVID-19 pandemic, climate change, energy, equality and justice, and humanitarian issues. IPU will organize its 144th Assembly and related meetings in Nusa Dua, Bali on March 20-24, 2022. Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy Sandiaga Uno has encouraged the strengthening of the comprehensive creative economy ecosystem in Pacitan District, East Java Province. One of the attempts to achieve the goal is implementing self-assessment of creative district or cities in Indonesia to identify which local prominent creative economy subsector can be the main locomotive to encourage the development of other economic subsectors. This was stated during an Indonesian creative district or city Kata Creative Workshop in Pacitan, escorted from a statement on Sunday. The workshop, which was attended by 35 participants, aimed to improve the quality of creative economy actors as well as their products. The Minister of Public Works and Public Housing, PUPR, is trying to expedite the constructions of the Lubuk Linggau Curup Bengkulu toll road to improve the local economy and connectivity. This was stated by Minister of PUPR, Basuki Hadi Mulyono, in a statement on Sunday. He also remarked that the construction of the toll road will also reduce logistic cost and delivery time of goods and services. The Lubuk Linggau Curup Bengkulu toll road, which is a part of the Trans Sumatra toll road, has a length of 95.8 kilometers. It is divided into three sections, including Lubuk Linggau, Kepahyang section, Kepahyang Taba Pananjung section, and Taba Pananjung Bengkulu section. Strong earthquake hit the Philippines' main island of Luzon and Indonesia Sumatra on Monday, but no damage was reported immediately. The shallow 6.4 magnitude earthquake hit about 110 kilometers off Morong in Bataan province on Luzon Island at 5:05 a.m. local time, with residents in the nearby capital of Manila woken by their buildings shaking. Shallow quakes tend to do more damage than deep tremors, but the Philippines Institute of Volcanology and Seismology said damage was not expected. Let's move on to the international news. Oil prices fell on Sunday at the start of the session, extending last week's decline, as a U.S. official said Russia was showing signs it might be willing to have substantive negotiation over Ukraine. Brent crude futures fell $1.82 or 1.6% to $110.85 a barrel by 6:47 p.m. The WTI crude future fell $2.41 or 2.2% to $106.92 a barrel. UN agencies on Sunday called for an immediate ceasefire and an end to attacks on healthcare professionals and facilities in Ukraine, which have killed dozens of people, describing them as acts of unconscionably cruelty since the start of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. 31 attacks on healthcare have been documented via the WHO surveillance system for attacks on healthcare. In 24 of the reported attacks, healthcare facilities were damaged or destroyed, while in 5 cases ambulances were hit, they added. A total of 12 people were killed and 34 injured. A barrage of Russian missiles hit a large Ukrainian base near the border with a NATO member Poland on Sunday, killing 35 people and wounding 134, a local official said, in an escalation of the war to the west of the country as fighting raged elsewhere. Russia's defense ministry said the airstrikes had destroyed a large number of weapons supplied by four nations that were being stored at the sprawling training facility, and that it had killed up to 180 foreign mercenaries. The attack on the Yaforiv International Center for Peacekeeping and Security, a base just 15 miles from the Polish border that has previously hosted NATO military instructors, brought the conflict to the doorstep of the Western Defense Alliance. Listener, now let's move on to Diplomatic Corner on Indonesia's and Livin's International Agricultural Exhibitions in Qatar. The Indonesian Embassy in Doha collaborates with the Indonesian business community to enliven the 2022 International Agricultural and Environmental Exhibition in Qatar on March 10 to 14. The Indonesian Embassy in Doha participates in the Qatar International Agricultural and Environmental Exhibition 2022, also known as AgriTech and EnviroTech. In a statement received in Jakarta on Saturday, the Indonesian Embassy in Doha reported that the exhibition is one of the largest agricultural and environmental exhibitions in the Middle East region. At the AgriTech exhibition, which is entering its 9th edition, and EnviroTech 3rd edition, the Indonesian Pavilion display various commodities and products of Indonesian agriculture and livestock such as tea, coffee, processed poultry, various spices and various finished products from the Moringa plant. The Indonesian Pavilion in the exhibition also promotes various kinds of food and beverage products from 7 companies and 2 Indonesian associations. Indonesian Ambassador to Qatar Ridwan Hassan said that the participation of Indonesian business actors at the AgriTech and EnviroTech 2022 exhibition is expected to strengthen the presence of Indonesian products in Qatar, so that they would be increasingly recognized and accepted by the Qatari market. This participation is also hoped to open up opportunities for business cooperation for Indonesian business people through direct interaction with their partners in Qatar. Ambassador Ridwan Fadi said that the agricultural sector is a very important sector in Qatar because it is related to food security, which is one of the priority programs that continue to be developed in the country. Regarding to this condition, the ambassador says that Indonesian agricultural products such as horticulture, spices, poultry and fishery products, as well as food and beverage products in general, still have wide opportunities to enter the Qatar market. The AgriTech and EnviroTech 2022 exhibition were opened by Prime Minister and Minister of Home Affairs of Qatar, Sheikh Khalid bin Khalifa bin Abdulaziz Al Thani, on March 10, 2022, and will take place until March 14, 2022 at the Doha Exhibition and Convention Center. Listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. I'll begin today in history with an event on March 14, 1879, when Albert Einstein was born. Albert Einstein was a physical scientist who is widely regarded as the greatest scientist of the 20th century. Einstein was born in Ulm in Württemberg, Germany, about 100 kilometers east of Stuttgart. His father was a bed salesman who later took up electrochemical's work. Einstein put forward the theory of relativity and also contributed greatly to the development of quantum mechanics, statistical mechanics, and cosmology. He was awarded the Nobel Prize in Physics in 1921 for his explanation of the photoelectric effect and for his dedication to theoretical physics. After the general theory of relativity was formulated, Einstein became famous throughout the world, an unusual achievement for a scientist. Next event is that in 2019, when the cyclone Idai occurred in Mozambique, over 1,200 people were reported dead and many others were reported missing in neighboring Mozambique and Zimbabwe following the impact of the cyclone Idai, which triggered strong winds and flash floods. It brought heavy rain and strong winds of up to 177 kilometers an hour and landed in the port city of Beira on Thursday, March 14, 2019 evening local time. We end today in history with the event in 2020, first death due to COVID-19 in New York. March 14 is designated as Corona COVID-19 Virus Memorial Day in New York City. The determinations of the historic day was announced by Mayor Bill de Blasio. New York City reported its first death from coronavirus on March 14, 2020, and the day is determined in memory of all those who have died from the virus. A total of 25,099 deaths in New York have been linked to COVID-19, with 20,000 of them confirmed to have died from the virus, while the rest have been declared possible cases of COVID-19.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi syaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo de getting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen.Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhinderen Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Selalu indah bila jodohnya siap-siap tuk terluka. Lebih baik bangun cinta daripada jatuh cinta. Jatuh itu sakit, bangun itu semangat. Lebih baik bangun cinta daripada jatuh cinta. Meski tak mudah, namun cinta jadi punya tujuan. Kata pujangga, bangun cinta itu tak semudah. Tak secepat hati jatuh cinta. Namun bila jodohnya, kita pasti bahagia. Lebih baik bangun cinta daripada jatuh cinta. Jatuh itu sakit, bangun itu semangat. Lebih baik bangun cinta daripada jatuh cinta. Meski tak mudah, namun cinta jadi punya tujuan. Sampai kapan bermain cinta?
Bermain cinta.
Ku ingin bahagia.
Bahagia.
Tetap selamanya untukku. Lebih baik bangun cinta daripada jatuh cinta. Jatuh itu sakit, bangun itu semangat. Lebih baik bangun cinta daripada jatuh cinta.
Kita mudah, namun cinta jadi punya tujuan.
Bila cintaku
meski kadang membentur,
jodoh pasti bertemu.
Lebih baik bangun cinta daripada jatuh cinta. Meski tak mudah, namun
listener Voice of Indonesia, the next segment that will present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesian Agriculture and Trade Ministries work together to increase export of organic rice in order to strengthen national economic growth and farmers' welfare. Therefore, every exported product must comply with the international standards, has an international certificate, and must go through quality inspections every year. Director General of Food Crops, Suwandi in the Technical Guidance and Socialization Prokpaktani, episode 364 on Thursday explained that organic rice export have a certain market segment. Nevertheless, organic rice export opportunities are still wide open, especially for countries in Europe and America whose food safety standards are strictly maintained. The benefits of organic rice export are very large. The price is much more expensive than premium rice. The kinds of organic rice exported from Indonesia are in the form of organic white rice, black rice, red rice, and brown rice. Certain people are interested in certain rice for several reasons, including for not using chemicals, non-genetically modified organism GMO, distinctive taste, and being the raw material for certain types of food. Regarding the government's support in increasing the volume of organic rice export, the Minister of Agriculture has made several efforts to increasing them, including through organic rice certification assistance. Suwandi also emphasized that he is optimistic that organic rice will not only be able to meet not only the domestic needs, but also the world market. Meanwhile, Director of Market Development and Export Information at the Director General of National Export Development of the Ministry of Trade, Marolop Nainggolan, said that the market potential of Indonesian organic products needs to be supported by appropriate productions and marketing strategies. Through mentoring, small and medium enterprises' export of organic products can meet market demand sustainably. The potential for organic products in Indonesia is marked by the increasing number of farmers who manage organic farming from year to year, increasing the organic products shops in supermarkets and restaurants, increasing the organic lover organization, as well as the establishment of various organic certification agencies. Head of the working team for the export of food crops, horticultures, fisheries and livestock at the Director General of Foreign Trade, Eka Purnama, said that the largest export of organic rice in 2021 was to France at 51.5 tons and Malaysia at 45.3 tons. Some other export destination countries are Italy, Singapore, Germany, Hong Kong, Belgium and Australia.
Langkahkan kaki ini menghirup indah namamu. Ku coba memahaminya, bertatap dengan santunmu. Ku ceritakan kisahmu sampai ke ujung dunia. Ku bisikkan ku sama pada semua manusia. Takkan ku biarkan lagi rangkamu tersakiti. Ku kan kembali lagi nyanyikan kabar.
Office Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener now will present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Kedung Pedut Waterfall is located in Kulon Progo, more precisely in Jati Mulyo Village, Kiri Mulyo District, Kulon Progo Regency. The superiority and uniqueness of the Kedung Pedut waterfall lies in its springs, which comes from the earth as if it never dries up. This makes Kedung Pedut nickname the water paradise of Kulon Progo, because the water never runs out, even in the dry season.
Thank you.
enter this attraction, you have to pay for tickets of 10,000 rupiah per person. You will feel the cool air inside the Kedung Pedut tourism attraction area because this attraction has many shady trees. In addition, you can enjoy the freshness of the water in the available pools. In addition to playing in the water, you can take as many photos as you want at Kedung Pedut Waterfall. The management of Kedung Pedut Waterfall has provided a variety of interesting photo spots there, starting from a helicopter park on the edge of the bathing pool or taking pictures in the hammock. Relax on a hammock while enjoying the view of the Kedung Pedut waterfall area from a height. If you like activities that stimulate adrenaline, you can also try flying fox. This flying fox has a track length of about 40 meters. Riding this flying fox, you will feel the experience of sliding over the bathing pool and seeing the waterfall from a height. This tourism attraction is equipped with parking facilities, restaurants, and bathrooms. Of course, there are health protocols applied in this nature tourism. Those of you who wants to visit Kedung Pedut Waterfall are required to wear a mask, wash your hands, check your body temperature, record your identity, and keep your distance.
Hari ini hari bahagiamu, di sini ku tegarkan hatiku, memaksa setiap langkah dalam senyuman kepedihan. Detik ini akan segera berlalu, namun tidak semua kenangan itu. Terlalu banyak kisah yang tiada usai bagiku. Tiba saatnya ku akhiri semua, ku hapus harapanku selamanya. Akan ku coba terus melangkah walau serpihan perasaan. Detik ini akan segera berlalu, namun tidak semua kenangan itu. Terlalu banyak kisah tiada usai bagiku. Tiba saatnya ku akhiri semua, ku hapus harapanku selamanya. Akan ku coba terus melangkah perasaan hatiku masih bersamamu. Oh, 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 oh.
masih bersamamu.
You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
From Indonesia to the world.
Well, listener, the next segment is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In this program, we'll introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener. Welcome back to Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Indonesian, is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is about lingkungan rumah, or neighborhood. Stay tuned. Listen to the conversation about bertanya nama, which means asking name. This conversation is between Kevin and Boris. Boris is Kevin's new neighbor. They are the same age. Boris wants to know the name of RT04 neighborhood unit head.
Ya, apa nama ketua RT04?
Pak Sudibyo Husodo. Tapi aku memanggilnya Pak RT.
Having listened to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of the day. I'm going to say each word two times and you can repeat after me. Siapa, siapa, which means who. Nama, nama, which means name. Ketua RT 04, ketua RT 04, which means head of RT04 neighborhood unit. Nama ketua RT 04. Nama ketua RT 04, which means name of RT04 neighborhood unit head. Pak RT, Pak RT, which means Mr. RT. Siapa nama ketua RT 04? Siapa nama ketua RT 04, which means what is the name of RT04 neighborhood unit head? In the dialogue, you listen to a question. Siapa nama ketua RT 04? Siapa nama ketua RT 04? Which means, what is the name of RT04 neighborhood unit head? In Indonesian, the question word siapa, siapa, which means who, is used to ask a person's name. For example, siapa nama ketua RT 04? Siapa nama ketua RT 04? Which means, what is the name of RT04 neighborhood unit head? The question word siapa, siapa, which means who, can be also placed in the end of a question. For example, nama ketua RT 04 siapa? Nama ketua RT 04 siapa? Which means, what is the name of RT04 neighborhood unit head? Here is an example to ask name. Siapa nama ketua RT 04? Or nama ketua RT 04 siapa? Siapa nama ketua RT 04? Or nama ketua RT 04 siapa? Which means, what is the name of RT04 neighborhood unit head? Then you can answer, for example, Pak Sudibyo Husodo, which means Mr. Sudibyo Husodo.
Thank you.
Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Siapa nama ketua RT 04?
Pak Sudibyo Husodo. Tapi aku memanggilnya Pak RT.
Listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Rahma, sampai jumpa!
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyō shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19-Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Voice of Indonesia COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
Harib COVID-19 dibaqaikum fil manazil.
Disaman gegen corona, we're bleiben zu Hause.
Stay at home, stay healthy, and together we can fight the coronavirus.
Bleib thuis, wash your hands with soap, draag je masker als je naar buiten gaat, neem de vitamine en zorg je gezondheid. Samen bestrijden we de coronavirus.
From Indonesia to the world.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz for Asian regions, 4750 kHz for European regions, and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner, about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello VOI listener, today's Music Corner presents you a keroncong song entitled Bahana Pancasila by Hetty Kus Endang. The song keroncong Bahana Pancasila, composed by Budiman BJ, contains hope for the younger generation for the future to build the nation and state of Indonesia. The practice of Pancasila state ideology will always be the guideline for all Indonesian people. The younger generation will always practice Pancasila, always be with Pancasila to build an advanced Indonesia. With Pancasila on the shoulders of the younger generation, Indonesia will be more advanced, more trusted in the eyes of the world, and its culture and customs will be taken into account. This song also contains an invitation to become fully human. Base the mindset of youth with the practice of Pancasila to become a generation that can be useful for the nation. The composer of this song also doesn't want any youth to tarnish the ideals of Indonesia, betray the noble task of the state only for personal interests. Well, listener, here is Hetty Kus Endang with the keroncong song Bahana Pancasila. Happy listening!
Thank you.
Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. Stay at home, clean your hands, and follow your local health regulation.
Program at www.voinews.id or shortwave frequency 3325 kHz for Asian regions or 4750 kHz for European regions. Don't forget to check out our Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram voice.of.indonesia. Also, send your reception report to VOI at voinews.id. I'm Putri Safitri Adela. See you on the next English program.